As traders, we need to be using the KISS approach. So what is the KISS approach? Well, let's find out now. Hi Forex traders, it's Andrew Mitchum here, the owner of the Forex Trading Coach. Today is Friday, the 13th of May. And I want to talk about the importance of keeping our trading simple using the KISS approach. Keep it simple, stupid is the acronym for KISS. And it's really important that we do that as Forex traders. You know, it's important that we do that in so many things, but as trading, as traders, it's something that we should really, really focus on. Now, I've just finished my 7th birthday sale. Had a lot of people sign up, some just over the moon people, really happy, ecstatic people that they've been able to jump onto the course at such a drastically reduced price. So well done you if you jumped onto the course and took advantage of that special. And one thing that I've learned from the feedback from people already is that they're loving the trading approach that I have. They're loving the simple approach, the logical, straightforward, practical, easy to understand approach that I have to my trading. And you need to have that because trading needs to be enjoyable, but easy to understand and something that you can do all of the time. You know, it doesn't need to be something that's so complicated that you get a headache just thinking about it. And just yesterday, I held my first live 2-hour trading room session for those people who jumped onto the 7th birthday special. And of course, with all the other clients as well. And the feedback was that people are just liking that simple, straightforward approach. But also, I've noticed from talking to a number of those new clients and seeing some of the previous trading strategies that people just seem to be overcomplicating things. And after all, if the complicated methods were working, they wouldn't have needed to come to me as part of that 7th birthday sale. And so I've seen some of the screenshots that people have sent me and been talking to people, and you know, it's just complete confusion, analysis paralysis, people just overcomplicating what is and what should be quite a simple, straightforward thing. And when you think about trading, what's going to happen? The price is either going to go up or it's going to go down. As a general direction, what are we looking for? Are we looking at the price to be quite tight in a range band market like we've seen this week? Or are we looking for trends, either trends up or trends down? And really, that's when you break it down into a simplistic approach, that's really all that can happen. The price, a currency pair is going to move up or it's going to move down, or it's just going to stay exactly where it is. And it doesn't stay exactly where it is for very long. It's going to go up and down in a zigzag sideways approach, range band, or it's going to have some big trends up, pull back and go again, or down, pull back, go again. So that's all that can happen. So think of your trading in terms of simplistic approaches. It makes it far more enjoyable. Trade exactly what you see on your charts. So I use a phrase of trade what you see, not what you think. And that helps to eliminate a lot of clutter in your mind. Keep your mind free, look at your charts, have a logical approach. What's this pair doing overall? What's this currency doing against all other currencies? So as an example, is the Australian dollar weak? Well, yes, it is. Right now, as I'm making this video, the Australian dollar is weak. Is it weak against the US? Is it weak against the yen? Is it weak against the Kiwi, the Canadian, the Euro, the pound, the Swiss franc? And the answer is right now, yes, it is. Okay, so that's great. We know the Aussie's looking weak. What's looking strong? Okay, so maybe the US is looking strong. Maybe the Kiwi is looking strong. Fantastic. Now we're looking for short positions on the Aussie US and the Aussie New Zealand. Right now, the British pound's showing some strength. So I'm looking for buy positions on the British pound Australian dollar. So I'm using that logical approach, and then I'm breaking down, looking at the individual chart itself, and I'm looking for either buying or selling opportunities in that direction of my longer term approach. Real simple, real easy. Takes away a lot of the clutter. I'm not too worried about what's happening in the fundamental news announcements. I'm looking at what's happening on the charts. See the trade, take the trade. Keep it simple. It's the best way of trading, I can promise you. So if you'd like to know more about trading, just send me an email, Andrew@theforextradingcoach.com, and look out for more videos this time next week.